When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, hello, my friends. We welcome you into things here today. I want to make sure I have the delay on in here, fellas. My bad. Are we okay now? I think we're ready. With all that's going on, it's Gary, it is Chuck, and it's Yancey, and you would think that again after 30 some odd years, I would figure out these buttons to push.
When you ought to see when you're gone.
It can't.
When I'm sitting over there in front of that control, that looks like I'm in a rocket ship to me.
Well, we're up and rolling and going today, and on the show, Harry Harrison will join us in the second half. We're going to get some football discussion. All of our text messages are on football. Surprise, surprise, as we said here on the last Monday of July.
Yeah, it starts. I mean, they report tomorrow, and it starts Wednesday.
We open the show by telling you about First South Farm Credit, over 100 years experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. So we're underway, and we would appreciate more text messages if you have them at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093. That's the number to text message into the show. All right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, tomorrow's the big day, most anticipated season, certainly since Eli's senior year there, Chucky, and I'm ready to get the ball rolling.
When we get with Harry, we'll kind of, I guess, get deeper into some of the things that he's seen and work with that. We need those text messages. We'll talk about injuries. We'll have a few different things to get into along the way. We were just talking Olympics a little bit. Have all of you been kind of keeping up some with the
a little with
the Olympics? I know some of the Ole Miss athletes, most of them are track and field, so we'll have to wait and see results and things in a week or two.
I'll get more involved then.
Yeah.
You know, the parody of the Last Supper kind of did me in.
Me too.
I don't like that stuff.
Understand. Let's just play sports, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and I get it. I know it's political stuff is everywhere, Christianity, whatever, but I'm with it. Let me watch the basketball, the volleyball, the whatever it is, and let's go.
The numbers have been amazing. The viewership, I believe, I think basketball got over 15 million viewers in for the last game there, which was more than the Tokyo's finals. So, there's a lot of interest in it. I do know that.
Because I do, and this we'll get to the Ole Miss stuff after that. I want to see USA-France in the men's basketball final. Mm-hmm. I think that would be crazy.
Yeah.
There for France and all their NBA players that they have against the best of the U.S. and to see that. That's – you know, I get into these kinds of all the games. It doesn't matter what the sport is. I like kind of watching it,
yeah,
whatever it might be.
The women's soccer's big deal too around the world. You know, there's going to be a lot of great events going on for sure.
All right. Oh, and I can't wait to see Caitlin Clark. Oh, she wasn't picked.
She did not get picked. Did not get picked.
How stupid.
Did not get picked. And of course, they're all, because they won today by 20, whatever it was. They were going to win by 20, whatever it was
that
anyway.
Right. No doubt.
Whether she was with them or not. All right, five things with Yancey brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham, as we tell you, operates 9 of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day, the announcement that left-handed pitcher Hunter Elliott is returning to Ole Miss is huge for the 25 Ole Miss baseball season. They now have some proven candidates to run out on the mound for the weekend rotation. Thought number two, I would go grab another left-handed pitcher out of the baseball portal and the best available position player if I were the GM for the Ole Miss baseball team, which I'm not. Thought number three, I'm hearing Ole Miss's basketball season tickets are well ahead of last year's season ticket pace. Kudos to Coach Beard for bringing the excitement back into the basketball program. Thought number four, I know, it sounds redundant talking about wide receivers, Deion Smith's eligibility, but the vibe at the IPF over the weekend is that he was going to be eligible. Fingers crossed. And the last thought of the day, the biggest key to a successful football season, in my opinion, is keeping Jackson Dart healthy. If he's healthy, everything will be just fine.
We've had a lot of debate here before the show, kind of picking at Yancey over the Wake Forest stuff with some of the people
that inside. Powerhouse Demon Deacons.
I'm just saying it's going to be a better contest, I predict, than most people believe. They just, Wake Forest never enters the conversation as one of those games you got to watch out for, and they are in my eyes.
Well, we've got a lot of excitement. We got plenty of things to talk about and to get into. And as you guys mentioned, football gets started here with them reporting at least tomorrow. So,
and I hear that's going, that the anticipation of that is very good. It's only a couple of guys. They're waiting on a course here or there to get accredited. And as soon as that is, they're the end. So it's all good.
We'll come back with a round table. The three of us continue discussing things next.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, we call this a little round table. It's not quite round, but we'll talk to one another. I'm round.
Me too.
I've got the round going on. So we'll do a little bit of wherever Mr. Yancey leads us. One of the we're going to get into all these text messages, but another one that a person already sent in a question goes, you're spot on about Dart staying healthy, big key to the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a guy that's going, in year three in Lane's system. And, I mean, there's other guys, really quality candidates behind him, but, you know, just him being healthy, we don't need him, you know, like the last 2 years, Chucky, where halfway through the season and he's really banged up. Just need him healthy.
Yeah. I've seen him hobble into too many post-game press conferences, and he's such a tough kid. You say, hey, man, are you all right? I'm okay. That's all he'll say, I'm okay. And you know he's not.
Yeah.
You know, and he got his knee cleaned up in the offseason and didn't do much during spring. He threw the ball but wasn't in any kind of contact or anything like that. So he's healthy now. Talked to Archie Manning when he went down to the Manning Passing Academy. And he said, Chuck, I like Jackson Dart. He's good. He said, but what I really like about him, he's a leader. So he got down there, and he was one of the leaders of the 50 college quarterbacks they have down there tutoring the younger kids. And, I mean, that's good to hear.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we were in a different podcast, you know, hearing some things about the Georgia report and the Manning Camp Academy, and, you know, Beck was there and was complaining about the, you know, he wanted a 5-star hotel to stay in, and wanted the rental car he had wasn't nice. Nothing was nice enough for him, and just the opposite of Dart, right? Kind of surprises me a little bit, knowing how Georgia's coach is there, Kirby Smart, kind of a blue-collar guy. But, you know,
Beck flew in on a private plane.
Yeah.
To New Orleans, okay. Yeah,
and complained about the, you know, the hotel, the rental car, everything. You know, nothing was nice enough. The footballs, the towels, everything. Just complained about everything. And just having someone like Dart that's down to earth like he is, and like you said, doesn't matter what's hurt, he's still going to play. But we just need him a full season of being healthy. And it's a 17-game schedule. Unless you get a bye, then it's 16. I mean, it is a long season.
I mean, but here's the thing now, Yancey. Some of that's on him.
Sure.
I mean, he's got to be smart. He's got to be smart.
No doubt.
He's a tough kid. Like he told us, the media one day, he said, my dad taught me to be a football player first and a quarterback second. He needs to be a quarterback first this year. And you know, slide and run out of bounds and do all those things. But I think it's just bred into him that when he sees a defender in front of him, he wants to see who the man is.
Yep, just like Matt Corral. I know.
You know.
I know. Ole Miss has had a lot of them. I mean, you
Bo
know,
Wallace was that way. Matt Corral.
Chad Kelly. You know, it was man-o-man-o.
Stuart Patrick. We've had some tough kids play quarterback. But tough, I mean, you know, you don't have to prove. Jackson has nothing to prove toughness-wise to anybody. So he needs to stay healthy.
Here's the deal, though, Chucky. Why I think it'd be easier for him to stay healthy. One, he's got a much better offensive line. And two, he's got more weapons out there at wideout. I hear those two freshmen, last year's freshmen, Aiden and Lee, have really stepped up. Caden and Aiden have really had a big-time summer, and they expect them to be major factors this fall. And then, of course, you return Watkins and Harris, and you brought in Juice, and hopefully you add Deion in there to the mixture. And you don't have to tough it out, right? Just get rid of the ball.
Well, you know, Lane likes to run the football, and we've got a little bit of an unproven backfield right now, even though I like them. I like them. Bentley and Parrish and Rashad Amos, I think they're going to be really good. But Lane wants to establish the run. I know that.
Sure.
So I just want to see how much Jackson is.
But do you have to establish it with Jackson?
No, that's what
right?
I'm saying. I just want to see how much a part of that Jackson is.
You
got
to look it down the road, right? Again, sure. 17 games. That's five more games than you're used to playing. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a half a season.
But that's only if we luck up and get by Wake Forest.
You knew that was coming. You knew that was coming. Right?
Look, I still got them in the semis, so it's not like I'm saying they're going to be bad. I just think Wake Forest is going to be a lot tougher than most people think. What do you
Furman,
think?
Furman, my God, wait.
The Paladins.
Do you think that they're going to lean on Parrish and Bentley at the beginning because both those guys have been in the system? I know Parrish was at Miami, but he's been with
– I don't think the system's going to matter that much in with a running back. You know, go to A gap or B gap or C gap or D gap as much as some other positions. So I'm hoping that Kevin Smith, the running back coach, is going to do what he did when he had Ely and Parrish and Snoop Connor and go with the three-headed monster and keep them all fresh, keep them all healthy. I mean, that's no guarantee, obviously, but that's a good way to keep them. A fatigued athlete gets injured more than a fresh athlete. So I'm hoping that Amos is good enough, which I think he is. I've heard good reports out there. That they could have a three-headed monster in that running back room. And they need a guy that's his size, 230 pounds, you know, to punch holes, you know, have two speed guys and a bruiser, I think would be ideal.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's going to be a lot of fun watching that run game develop because I think it's going to be one of the keys of the season, no doubt.
And then you turn to the offensive line. You stand on offense here. You got 9-10 guys that have been 3-4 year starters wherever they've been, and now they're all playing together. And you only got five that obviously are going to start. But we haven't seen a lot of rotations in the past. Do you think they stick to that plan?
That's the biggest question I have about what Coach John Garrison is going to do, because so many offensive line coaches, they find their top five and they stay with them, especially in a tempo offense where it's hard to substitute, you know, during a drive. Is he going to go two platoon? Is he going to substitute a lot? He's certainly capable of doing that, but those five guys have to act like one person. They have to be a unit that's just synchronized, like synchronized swimming. And I don't know how much faith he's going to have in 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, even though they're going to be really quality players. I think that's the biggest question mark going into camp is how John Garrison is going to handle having 9 or 10 guys that are good enough to play.
And then at tight end, you know, it's mostly been one tight end and then, you know, maybe two or three. The tight end number two and three got a little playing time. Do you think they start getting more? I mean, obviously, Caden is the one. But you got other good tight end candidates in there. Did they go to some two tight end sets?
Oh, sure, but I don't think a whole lot. I don't think you're going to see a steady dose of 12 personnel. That's one running back, two tight ends. I think you're going to more see three wide outs, four wide outs, because the wide outs definitely is where the power is. I mean, where it should be anyway. Those guys are good. They're real good.
Who are you interested on the defensive line, flipping it over there? Who do you really want to see at the beginning of the camp to see some guys, not the same 5, 6, 7 guys, but some other candidates out there?
I'm hoping that Princely Umanamelin is going to be ready, but I'm not hearing good things. I mean, I'm not hearing anything bad. I'm just hearing he's behind schedule a little bit. And it would really be good if he could be 100% and go through August continue to learn the system, the plays, that because we know one thing, Pete Golding's got a little bit of Joe Lee Dunn in him in that he's going to try different things and he's going to make different calls and it all looks the same, but it's not. And, you know, I just think the guy needs to be ready to take some coaching and to learn more. Beyond him, I don't know. I'm interested to see if Cam Franklin's mature enough to help on one end, and I'm interested to see if Chris Hardy is another Isaac Ukwu, you know, a guy that's good enough to come in and have some great playing time for you on that front. And I want to see the final product of Xavion Harris. At 335 pounds, I want him to become a force, and yep. I think he's got a chance to.
I'm interested in how they use Get off of the edge, you know, some yep. Taryn Perkins.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what kind of packages they have in store. Is it going to be similar to last year?
I think it will be.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, he's a guy that's so explosive, you got to use him. I mean.
Do you think that would be maybe the candidate that Princely isn't ready at
the
beginning?
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt. Yeah.
We have your text messages next. We'll get to those on the other side of the break.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
In the second half of the program, we'll get to Harry Harrison of the Ole Miss Radio Network. He'll start joining, and we'll chat the football world with him. We've got text messages. We've got injuries to get to before then. And our text messages is always brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. What do you think about this message? Sometimes we score too fast. Maybe we should slow down and let the defense catch their breath. I think we see.
No. You don't ever slow down if you don't have to. No. I think what the whole principle of – I think one of the main reasons we're as good as we've been on offense is because of the tempo. And, you know, defenses don't have a chance to change personnel. They don't have a chance to make many checks at the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's all the element of surprise. No, I don't want to see us slow down unless we've got a 3-touchdown lead and we're trying to kill some clock.
Right.
You know, yeah, but no, uh-uh. Not me.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it depends on the depth of your defense. And right now, they're deep enough to handle that tempo offensively, Chuck. When you're not deep, I mean, it's hard for defense to come out on the field 90 seconds later. But I think this year they're set up to be able to handle the tempo for sure.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, that's Lane's thing. That's how he's been head coach for 5 years now. He's a tempo guy. So we've
talked about them showing up tomorrow. How many Rebels? How many days do the Rebels have to be in shorts and helmets before full pads?
I think it's five, but it changes every year. I think it's three in shorts and helmets, and then two in shorts, helmets, and shoulder pads. And then the sixth day, I think, is full pads. I think. But like I say, it changes all the time. I don't know.
Chuck, you know better than me.
And don't you think even when the shoulder pads get here, we're going to be – I know you got to start hitting some. You got to get into that football world. But these days, I mean, they kind of take it – I'm not saying they take it easy, but they watch what they're doing in those full pads as much as you can.
What all these guys do now is they're so scared of injury, and I don't blame them. They call it thudding. Yeah. There's full contact on the line of scrimmage. Because they're not cutting each other, not going for the legs. It's all stand up, but it's full contact, and then it's just thudding from the other positions. But and, you know, you hit them, and let them go.
Well, I mean, again, if you are going to win the championship, you got to go 16, 17 games deep. You don't want to sustain a bunch of injuries preseason camp. I kind of agree with, Lane's kind of ahead of the curve in all this. We're going to see spring games kind of like we saw at Ole Miss last year coming up in the future. And, he was a little ahead of the curve in this, I believe, as well.
I don't believe they had a single – I could be wrong on this because we weren't allowed to go to every practice. I don't believe they had a single full contact practice in spring. I don't believe they did. And that's, so if the tackling's a little bit sloppy first of the year, you might know why.
All across. All right, you kind of touched on this, if you will, some more. Do you expect Princely to be ready for fall camp?
Fall camp, not 100%, I don't know. I'm getting too many vibes from inside the Manning Center that he's not quite right. I think he'll be there. I think he'll participate. I think that he will be ready by the time first game rolls around, but I don't know how much work he's going to take in August. I think that's going to be just, little by little getting better.
Again, though, that could be an addition by subtraction if that were to happen, because you get Suntarian Perkins a little bit more used to coming off of the edge and get him ready, and then Princely comes back, and now you created some depth.
Yeah. I mean – coaches always look at it optimistically. It's giving somebody else plenty of reps to get better. So I guess we need to look at it like that too.
And that can kind of start us into the Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. It's oxfordortho.com.
That's the only one we know of, Princely. Waiting to see how he responds when practice starts and go from there. I don't know of any others.
I don't either. To the other sports, Hunter Elliott, who returned to Ole Miss, and now that is someone you want to continue to talk about, is continuing throwing and doing well. Heard a little conflicting reports about his velocity of what's coming out of his hands right now. I think they're kind of trying to tone it down and kind of build that arm strength. The freshman last year that had surgery as well, I'm trying to remember the UCL surgery. I'll think of his name in a minute. I hear he started throwing recently as well. So as far as pitchers returning from injuries, it looks like everybody is either healthy or they're on the throwing program to regain full momentum again.
And several have chimed in after you mentioned we were talking about the tempo to say with as many offensive weapons as Ole Miss has, you can't utilize them without that tempo somewhat.
Yeah, I think that's a valid statement. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't care what kind of offense they run. It's going to be hard to keep that many weapons pleased. There's just so many out
there.
With
the reports of Lee and Aiden Williams really turning their game up, and I've heard they've turned it like a couple notches, not just taking a next step, but taking like two steps. I mean, it's – It's going to be fun. I mean, this offense could be, I don't know. I mean, I can't think of a more explosive offense. You think of the DK and AJ and Stringfellow and some of the offenses under Freeze there. But
Chad Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, but this one could be the most explosive, I would say, out of all of them. It has the potential to be.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like I say, you got so many weapons, and there's only one ball. So it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, yeah. Hudson Wolf, injury, I guess when we're talking about injuries there.
He's fine.
Everything's good.
And he's listed. Other thing is he's listed at 235 pounds. I talked to him this summer, and he just laughed. He said, I'm 250, okay?
I said, that's like what I say, I weigh 198.
Yeah, 230. Anyway.
Don't forget 426-1093 for future text messages. We'll get to those. Harry Harrison will join us next. I like coconuts. You can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No worries, Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, happy Monday. It's July 29. We're talking Ole Miss athletics, and we'll bring the conversation around to Harry Harrison, who's on the phone. Hello, my man. How are you?
Everything is good. How about it, guys? Almost football season, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? Are you ready?
He was ready.
Better be. Expectations are awfully high, aren't they?
Don't you think they're justified, though, Harry?
I think they're justified. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, we've just never been in this position, Chuck, and it's good to be talked about. Obviously, that big Peach Bowl win over Penn State put us in a position to be talked like this, and I think we've certainly – increased our roster and made it much better. So now let's make a team out of it.
Hey, man, I'll tell you. So, you know, to me, the college football playoff talk is I mean, just legitimate. It's not a pipe dream.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, you got to reel yourself back in and know that every place in the SEC is a tough place to play. Some years are tougher than others, but we got three tough road games we got to go to, and so you know it's hard to win at all those places. Maybe four, you know. And so you got those are games that Rebels will be favored in, but you can't take a week off and get it done. So it's got to be each and every week. And you know, the football team got better as the season rolled on, Chuck, and offense certainly got into gear. Defense got better and better, but we brought some more players in on that side of the ball. We lost some cornerbacks, but we brought in some guys. I think we got four legit corners now. So, you know, that's where you win championships is playing good defense. And we know we're going to score points with Lane Kiffin's offense. But I just think we've padded that defensive front and linebackers and secondary, too, that we're going to be a much better defensive team.
When you go out there to watch practice, Harry, I know you're a secondary guy, but beyond the secondary, what are you going to be looking at?
Well, you know, I like to watch the 707, Chuck, and that's when, you know, ones are against ones. And so that's about halfway through practice when they do that. You really, until you start doing some hitting and having a scrimmage, you know, it's hard to, you know, say this or that. But watching 707, that's live. There's no tackling, of course, but that's live tossing and live coverage. And so what I expect this year is our corners to be good enough to play man on the outside, which will allow us to bring some pressure on quarterback regardless of who we're playing. So I hope to be able to see that. What I hope to be able to see. We know Trey Harris can play. We know Jordan Watkins can play. Hopefully the receiver from South Carolina as well, and he's back at his, you know, all-star form. And that would give us three threats right there, and then a tight end, Caden Prisco, an all-SEC preseason pick. And then you mix the two sophomores in there and a freshman. And so it's a good group. I don't know if the JUCO guy is going to be there or not, Chuck. Maybe you know about that. But I will look at him on Wednesday and see if he's in the dress.
I don't think he's going to be there Wednesday, but he'll be there pretty soon, I hope.
Yeah, but speaking, I hope so. But we're going to be all right without him.
You know, a former player like yourself, Harry, how long does it take someone like a Deion Smith, speaking of the JUCO wide receiver, let's say he misses the first week of camp, he missed all of summer drills, all of spring. I mean, how much of an impact do you truly think he can make, or is it something, a case-by-case situation?
Yancey, I've never seen him play. Obviously, I've read just like you guys have said and printed, but I've never actually seen him play. Other than maybe in our Ole Miss game when he was a true freshman, he had, you know, limited time at LSU. But he's going to be behind the eight ball. Obviously, these guys that have been there through spring, through summer workouts, and on into the fall camp, he's going to be behind. So when do you think he can really step up? Third game, fourth game? I mean, I think he'll get some playing time if he gets to camp in these non-conference games. But he's really going to be behind the eight ball. Don't care how good you are. It's all about timing and this and, you know, and getting – you know, receivers got to get a playbook down too. They got to recognize coverages and they got to know who to check out of something, just like the quarterback does. So those type of things, you just don't – you can't measure that until he's been on campus for a while.
Yeah, but I think what a lot of people don't understand, it's not like junior high where you say run a fly pattern.
No.
You know, it's adjusting patterns on the run, and that takes practice.
It does, Chuck, and when you play a fast break football like the Rebels do, you got to do it quickly. And so, you know, that's sometimes when interceptions happen, when quarterback assumes you're going to run a slant, he runs a go, and you throw on that break, he throws the slant route, and he gets picked off. And so those type things people don't recognize, and it's not always on the quarterback. Sometimes it's on the receiver, and those receivers that have been in our system recognize that. They know when we're checking off, when we're going to check out of something into a different play. And all that takes time, and it takes lots of reps, and you can't get that just by being back in Jackson or wherever. You got to get on the field here and get it with your quarterbacks.
Harry, we've been talking about my biggest, not concern, but the biggest thing I want to watch for is if John Garrison, offensive line coach, is going to play all these guys that are capable of playing for him, or if he's going to get that top five and stick with it like a lot of offensive line coaches do. What would be your guess right now?
My guess, Chuck, is you're going to see a lot of different combinations in the first few games. I just think, you know, unless five guys just step out above in fall camp than everybody else, who knows? You might see 6'8" at right tackle, 6'8" at right guard, 6'5" at center, 6'7" at left guard, 6'6" at left tackle. Who knows how this is going to shake out? But, you know, we've got the beautiful thing to me, Chuck, is that as the season wore on last year, especially going into that Georgia game, we were handicapped with injuries. And then, you know, Jaden Williams gets hurt the second play, which really changed things quickly. And I think with the depth we got on the outside and the inside this year with the offensive line, we're not going to have, you know, unless it's just one of those unfortunate years where all the injury hits one position. But I think we'll have enough depth there, quality depth, that we can play the entire 12-game season.
I'm a little worried about our size, though. 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", whatever. My God. These young people, what are they feeding these kids?
It's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. And I hadn't had a chance to talk to any of the staff. You know, I'll get a chance to get around some of those weight staff guys Wednesday or Thursday, just see how they perform this summer. But, you know, that's where you win it, is in these last 6 or 7, 8 weeks when you've been in that weight room and in the workouts that surround that. And, you know, if you're a dog in there, then you're going to be a player out on the field. So, you know, I'll get a chance to ask some of those questions. But
all right, so I got to ask you a question. I'm not trying to age you or anything or saying you played old-timey football, but how big were the offensive linemen when you played at Ole Miss?
Oh, my gosh, 6'3 and 235 was a pretty good-sized guy. You know,
wow.
Archie's group had some guys that were 6'6 and 6'5, and Wimpy Winther was a 6'5 center. Two tackles were probably 6'5. But Chuck, in those days, I think the coaching staffs everywhere, not just at Ole Miss, had that World War II Ranger mentality that you're going to survive. We're not going to give you much water. This is what you're going to get through. So there was no room for a 6'6", 300-pound guy in those days. He wouldn't have lasted 2 days.
Hey. Well, they're 100 pounds difference now.
Yeah, Harry, wow. when you look.
And there's four guys shooting water in their mouth when they come off the field every play.
Exactly.
Yeah, they might have a coach per player one of these days with the amount of – you can now have unlimited staff on the field. Crazy. When you're looking at a defensive backfield, kind of go to your really expertise here. You look at the safety position. You return John Saunders. You return Trey Washington. But then, really, the depth behind them is going to be really relying on guys that you brought in. Lewis Moore out of Indiana, Key Lawrence out of Oklahoma, Yam Banks out of South Alabama. Then I've heard good things about Anthony Robinson, a true freshman they brought in that went through spring. But
don't forget Kennedy. Jaden Kennedy.
Yeah, Jaden Kennedy.
Yeah.
He was there.
He was there. Came in from Tulane last year, missed a good part. Right. He was injured. But you got a lot of new guys. For depth wise, what have you heard? Anything in the summer drills? Anything about those new guys like Lewis Moore, Key Lawrence, Jim Banks, those guys, and Kennedy? How they progress this summer?
I don't have any information from the summer. I've just got to go, refer back to spring practice, and I like what I saw out there. The one thing I did see that you can't coach is now you got 6'1" and 6'2" safeties, and some of the times last year. We had those 5'9 and 5'10 guys in there, and just chemistry didn't work against some of those bigger receivers. But we got those safeties now that are 6 foot and 6'1 and 6'2.
Yeah.
I think Saunders is even 6'3 or 4. So, you can't coach that up. Size-wise, length-wise, we're much better on the back end. And that helps. That absolutely helps. And if we can have somebody step up like our guy that came in from Liberty last year that had such a great year and then got drafted –
they want Anthony.
Yeah, Deshaun Anthony. I mean, what a one-year season he had. So if we got somebody, a couple of those guys to step up and have those kind of years, and I expect that. That's what I expect out of somebody in that backfield. And obviously, Trey Washington's been back there, is going to be the leader of that group because he's been in that position now for this will be his third year. And he had a really, really good year last year. So, we got to avoid the injury bug and got to get everybody else healthy. And hopefully, Yamana Malin that rush in will be back, sooner than later. And we'll go with it. See how many backs it takes to replace Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah. And then, you look at cornerbacks, kind of the same situation. You lose your corners there last year. And luckily, most of these guys, Isaiah Hamilton, obviously did not sign with Ole Miss until after spring drills. But you bring him in from Houston. Brandon Turner's right here out of Lafayette that went to Tennessee. Trey Amos that went to Alabama. Cedric Beavers picked him up out of Jones Community College. True freshman T.J. Banks that you've been really high on as well as a newcomer. And then, Chris Graves, who now seems like a veteran, right? He's only been at Ole Miss for 1 year. He was at Miami the year before that, his freshman year. He's kind of the veteran. Then A.J. Brown will be returning as well. That was kind of getting developed last year, battled the injury bug. What do you feel like things fall there at corner?
Well, I think you got a surefire starter in Trey Amos, the guy that came in from Alabama. He had a terrific spring, and when you line up against our receivers and you can compete and stay right there with them, then you're a pretty darn good player. Because we got some guys out wide that'll show you up if you're not at your best. And I thought Trey Amos did a really good job. I thought Brandon Turnage had a good spring. I think he's kind of a tweener between a safety and a corner size wise. I don't know anything about the Hamilton guy other than what I've read. He was a real guy for the Houston defense. And Chris Graves, has been in the system, started two or three games last year, played a good bit in the bowl game. So he's a veteran, even though he's a young guy. Then you take those two young guys, A.J. Brown and is it T.J.?
Banks.
He's a real dog, and I talked to his coach. His coach was Jamie Mitchell over in Tuscaloosa, who's from originally from Pontotoc.
Yeah.
And we talked about him, and he said, man, he said he talked to our staff, and they said probably the second best signee they got in the entire class, they thought. So that's a pretty big statement right there. And
I didn't know Jamie Mitchell was over there at Hillcrest.
Yeah, Jamie Mitchell's at Hill. He's been there several years. He's been the state championship. I don't think he's won. He may have won it this year. He's been there several times. But
well, when they
he left North Little Rock and wound up at Hillcrest.
You know, when they moved TJ from safety to corner late in the spring, I said, "Uh-oh, this kid's got it. He's got it."
Yeah. He's got that look, doesn't he, Chuck?
He's 6'2", weighs about 195, 200 pounds, pretty cut definition-wise of his body. I think he's going to be the real deal.
And the shortest corner out of those five corners that we're talking about that are probably going to be the rotation there is 6 feet. That's Chris Graves. All the rest of them are 6'1", 6'2". All the way down. I mean, you look at it, Hamilton 6'1", Turnage 6'1", Amos 6'1". Let's see here, Richard O'Brien and A.J. Brown. A.J.'s 6'1", Richard O'Brien's 5'9". But that's the only sub-6-footer that could possibly get playing time there. Kiffin really talked about what did the Georgia game teach the staff and the team is that they had to get longer. And so they definitely have gotten longer. There we talked about safety, how they're longer. Corner, they're definitely longer. They brought in some length there at defensive end, brought in length there at defensive tackle. They've gotten longer, and that's going to be interesting. But, there's a lot of new guys there in that secondary. Again, just as we talked about with safeties, at least at safeties, they got two stud guys that have been in the system for a while where, it's at corner. I mean, outside of Graves, I mean, these are all brand new guys. So they're not brand new guys to SEC football, but they're brand new guys at Ole Miss, right? So it's going to be interesting. I mean, there's a lot to really get out of this fall drills coming up here.
Well, it's important, obviously, and that's why you have 30-day window there of fall camp. But fortunately, most of them, with the exception of the kid out of Houston, Texas, University of Houston was here for spring practice, so you got a glimpse of what was going on there.
Yep.
And then they've had 707s probably 4 days, 5 days a week all summer, so I haven't seen any of them. I doubt anybody there has seen any of them, but we'll get a good glimpse of them pretty quick here this week.
All right, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Harry, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Harry.
All right, man.
You too, buddy. See you next week.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you.
Way over town, that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let me tell you about a couple of things, and we'll put this show down as we'll talk to you about the Farese Group, your partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest and distribute savings. They provide you, the client, with unparalleled level of service. They deliver results. They have offices in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. It's a toll-free 1-877-327-3735 number. To our friends at the Grove Collective, I want to give you this a couple of weeks early because remember, a year ago, they had what was called Grove Collection Day that raised over $2 million. That's coming up on Monday, the 19th of August. It will be a week-long giving campaign, 24-hour call to action for supporters of the Grove Collective. You can make a donation in support of a name, image, and likeness and the efforts there. And you're encouraged to make that one-time donation coming up on Monday, August 19th. There are going to be a lot of different things. You can watch, too, a live show on OleMissSports.com starting at 11 that day.
Let me tell you something. You're not having this fun with this football team without the Grove Collective. And people need to realize that and take that to heart and keep giving to the Grove Collective because, I mean, that's just the way college football is now. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it's pay for play, and we got to pay them if we want good ones.
A couple of things in the Ole Miss SEC / news as well. Van Atkins Jewelers, South Leader in Estate Jewelry and Diamond Solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Tim Elko's been pulled up to AAA, fellas.
Yeah,
he's getting another run. He's had another good AA season. Bless him. It is for the Chicago White Sox that he could finally make a Major League debut. But nonetheless, he's closing in on that, and Tim continues to hit the ball very, very well. And lastly, before the game against Furman at the Sandy and John Black Pavilion, former Rebel baseball player, country music artist Brett Young, former Rebel golfer, country/pop artist will also be there as in Josh Kelly, and then Mustache the Band will bring their popular 90s country music party. So that's going to be going on at the Ole Miss campus before the football season starts and the kickoff against Furman.
That's good. That'd be fun.
Get something for the people to do there.
Get some Rebels in here that know how to sing.
I had no idea when riding the bus with Brett Young in his baseball campaign that one day you'd be listening to him and he'd be watching to
it's got big
winning
too.
Some awards along the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, what do we have as far as our recruiting news is concerned today?
Yeah, I mean, Juice Fest was going on this weekend. It's funny, you know, everybody was really fretting about Ole Miss losing those three or four commits. Well, two of them were attended Juice Fest, Dylan Alford and Corey Amos. Corey went ahead and recommitted to Ole Miss. He's a defensive end out of Louisiana. Dylan, that's originally out of Goshen, Mississippi, that plays at Saraland now. He has not committed yet, but he will on the 2nd of August between Clemson and Ole Miss. I feel like Ole Miss will get a recommitment from him. The headliner was Caleb Cunningham, who really Ole Miss has kind of been thought of as out of the picture, Alabama, maybe Mississippi State there, you know, back up, possibly Auburn. But he picked to come to Ole Miss. He spent the full 2 days in Oxford, came here to Ole Miss over Auburn and Mississippi State, reported to Zach Berry there at the Ole Miss Spirit that, you know, really it's just between Ole Miss and Alabama, and he plans on taking official visits to both those schools. We'll see where it goes, but I think Ole Miss has put themselves in position to be in it to the end. Then you had Tyler Lockhart out of Winona, four-star linebacker, the number five prospect out of the state of Mississippi. He was committed to Auburn, another guy that Mississippi State thought that they had kind of in the boat a while back. Then he committed to Auburn. He decommitted. He shows up at Ole Miss this weekend. Ole Miss will be losing a couple linebackers this season, definitely one to keep an eye on there. I think it'll kind of stay between those three schools, between Auburn, State, and Ole Miss. A name that a lot of Rebel fans will probably be hearing for the next few years, Shaquille Mills-Knight, a big 6'2", 230-pound running back out of Baylor, Tennessee. Baylor's a private school, boarding school out of there in Tennessee. He came to Ole Miss this weekend. I think he'll be making it public very soon. I think maybe August the 3rd is when he goes. It'll be between Ole Miss and Tennessee, but I expect Ole Miss to get the nod there. And then we talked about it last week shortly, Ryder Lyons. Some services have been the number one running back in the 2026 class. Some have him as the number two. He came in this weekend, brought his family with him. His family has his dad, has some connections here to some people here in Oxford. He's an orthodontist guy that, you know, his older brother, Walker Lyons, ended up at Southern Cal. But I think Ole Miss is in good spot along with Oregon, with BYU and Southern Cal still in play with him.
And in the last 2 minutes, we've got the good, bad, and ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned river roofing firm with inspections, new roofs, and the maintenance programs, a GAF Master Elite Contractor, 662-644-4297.
Well, the good, it's potentially very huge news for the baseball team that left-handed pitcher Hunter Elliott decided to come back to Ole Miss and pass up a chance to enter the professional ranks. Hunter's a proven commodity, even though he's not pitched in 2 years due to elbow surgery. If Hunter returns to form, which we fully anticipate, that makes everyone else better in a chain reaction kind of way. If he's the Friday starter, which he very well could be, that pushes who might be the Friday to Saturday and so on down the line. It's a big deal as Mike Bianco tries to resurrect his program after two dismal years. Finally, football's here. There's no bad about that.
No bad at all. Hotty toddy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.